Well, hello guys. Now here's Femon's nature at its best. This Femon has decided to get a divorce from this man. Of course, they're not normal people. This is Assad, who was the leader of Syria before he was deposed or whatever, and he had to go to Russia. And I believe they've been married since 2000. But the way of life for this Femon in Russia isn't as good as it was in Syria, of course. In Syria, there was plenty of money, there was all the pampering. I guess it's not so much in Russia. And you got to ask yourself the question, if Assad was still the leader of Syria, would she get a divorce then? Of course not. I mean, love really doesn't come into the equation in a Femon's mind. It's a what the man can provide. And she's used to being provided like a princess, and he can't provide that now. She'll still be living way better than anybody else, like us. But that's not good enough for her. And he's not been able to do that now, so he's out. And apparently she wants to move to the UK. But you see this with Femons all the time. Let's say a Femon and a male are on a crime spree and the money's good. But then all of a sudden they get caught. The first thing the Femon does is give evidence against her partner, the male, to get a leaner sentence. As I've said before, you can never trust a Femon because it's always about them. You hear stories when a man is working hard and all of a sudden he loses his job through no fault of his own. All of a sudden, his wife leaves him. He can't provide, and she's not willing to provide for herself. Do you remember when Femons used to talk about love? That is another scam. Oh, Femons do love, but mostly themselves. Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think.